Here's a phrase I only recently got familiar with, centering pregnancy. It describes a kind of prenatal care that's getting increasingly popular in the U.S. It's essentially group care for pregnant women, and it's apparently leading to healthier births. Shuka Kalantari reports from San Francisco, where the program is proving especially effective among Latina immigrants.
Irma Vasquez is from Mexico, lives in San Francisco, and is very pregnant. And once a month, instead of going to the typical prenatal checkup, she heads to a community clinic near her house. She meets with 12 other Latina immigrants, all here for checkups too. It feels nothing like a doctor's appointment. A colorful mural covers one wall, yoga mats line another, and there's salsa music. Vasquez takes her own blood pressure and then waits her turn as a midwife sees another patient in a makeshift exam area.
You gained 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what happened?
I don't know. I mean, now I eat more than how I did first.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot of weight for 1 month. It's so...
And it's funny because right now you can't tell, but later on in the day when I ate more, like you could tell, like my stomach looks way bigger.
Yeah. But you lost weight in the beginning of pregnancy and then you gained it back.
The midwife checks the baby's heart rate.
There we go.
Next, there's group meditation. Vasquez says this is her favorite part. She says it's a welcomed moment to clear her mind. The women then sit in a circle and talk, in Spanish, about everything from how to eat well to dealing with problems at home. It turns out this idea of creating community among pregnant women is powerful, especially for immigrants who can feel isolated because they speak another language and may be unfamiliar with the U.S. medical system.
People learn by talking to each other, by being in conversation.
Midwife Margie Hutchison started this program called Centering Pregnancy at San Francisco General Hospital 15 years ago. It's now a model catching on at other hospitals in the U.S. Hutchison noticed that many of the pregnant Latinas she saw had chronic stress or depression, and that's linked to preterm births, low birth weight, and damage to children's cognitive skills. She often saw Latinas sitting alone and silent in the hospital's waiting rooms. She wanted to connect her patients to each other. It was hard at first.
If a woman's depressed, that may be the last thing she wants to do. She wants to curl up in a ball and stay home.
Women like Karen Novella, who's from Mexico, were hesitant. Novella didn't speak English, and her only family here, her husband, works 12 hours a day. She was depressed.
The nurse that was with me, she told me, you might try. If you like it, you can stay. If you don't like it, you can just keep coming for to your appointments with a doctor.
The nurse was persistent. Centering pregnancy programs are showing results. Women enrolled in them are more likely to breastfeed and attend prenatal care appointments. They're less likely to have postpartum depression and preterm births. Novella signed up.
Having people who speak my language and having people who are from my same background, like they don't have family, that changed me.
Lori Yurkovich is a midwife at SF General who runs centering pregnancy groups in Spanish.
It's out of the box thinking, right?
She says some U.S. hospitals hesitated at first to launch centering pregnancy, mostly because they weren't set up for group prenatal care.
And so our struggle was we'd get a room and then we'd get kicked out of the room at the last minute and the rooms weren't very nice. I mean, the room that we're in now is beautiful.
The San Francisco hospital got the program off the ground by partnering with community clinics to use their space for these group appointments. Other hospitals are now doing the same or partnering with churches for meeting space. Karen Novella says she's built a community with the woman from her centering pregnancy group. They now call each other for support.
So I just feel like, okay, I'm not the only one who's having these difficulties. I'm not the only one who's suffering for this. My way of seeing my situation changed, so I start to change.
Novella says the program shook things up in her life and pulled her out of her depression. And that, she says, empowers her to be a better mom. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari, San Francisco.
You can see a video of the Centering Pregnancy Group that Shuka visited with at PRI.org.